You were mentioning other genomic assays. You were talking about EndoPredict, of course, the 70 gene assays out there. It seemed like we were talking more about those a few years ago now, maybe it's because the Taylor Rx study came out. It seems like most of the discussion is more centered around the recurrence score. But what do we know? We talked earlier about sometimes you have a bunch of alternatives, but yet there's more data with one. Do you think there's a fundamental difference in what they're looking at? What do we know about, you know, these studies that have looked at the same assay or different assays in the same patient? And in terms of clinical utilization, is there a role for any of the others?
Well, I think that what's pretty clear is that all these assays provide robust prognostic information. And if you look at one of the common denominators across these assays, it's that they measure proliferation. So without a doubt, if I wanted simply an assay that would give me prognostic information, I really could choose a number of these assays. But really, the question that a lot of us face is this issue of clinical utility, and that is, what should I do with the information? And I think that's where data with regard to the recurrence score has been most helpful in terms of providing help with decision-making for clinicians. And that is, I can really confidently say that, okay, based on this result and based on the prospective data from Taylor Rx, I don't need to give chemotherapy in this situation. I think one of the other issues that's really untapped, and untapped meaning we need more information, and that is the role of these assays in looking at the risk for long-term recurrence as well as the benefit of long-term endocrine strategies, that is, utilizing endocrine therapy in that years 5 through 10. And again, we have some data with some suggesting that they may be prognostic for late recurrence, and we also have some data from the so-called breast cancer index that combines a 5-gene assay, which is more of the proliferation part, with the so-called HOXB13-IL17. And that assay really suggests that there may be a group of patients not only at higher risk for late recurrence, but perhaps who may benefit from extended therapy.